What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Patio.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
A pen, I guess. Okay. I don't know much about milking cows.
I wouldn't know what to call it. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones?
We don't have fences around here.
This is mostly for North Georgia, really, mm-hmm. That question is. Would you call it anything?
I'm trying to think what I've heard it called. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
Stone? No.
What are the various kinds of wood fences?
Well, they're rail fences.
Yeah.
Picket fences.
Yeah. Anything else?
I don't know what you call these board fences that are made with long...
You mean horizontal boards mm-hmm. like that? I don't know what you call them either. That's another one. Maybe that's a slat fence. That's down here.
Maybe so.
Okay. Now, you mentioned rail fences. Do you have different names for different kinds of rail fences?
I don't know. I know the old, long ago, there were split rail fences, but what do you mean?
I don't know. To me, there's one kind of rail fence, you know, uh-huh. and it does like this. Is that uh-huh. what it is to you, too?
Uh-huh. That's okay. What it is to me.
What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A wooden vessel.
Open at the top.
Call it a bucket?
What do you call the same thing made out of metal?
Same thing, bucket.
What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Well, now some people call it a skillet. I call it a frying pan.
Okay, well, I want to know what you call it.
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing where you turn the water on and off?
Faucet.
Say it again, please.
Faucet.
Okay. And what do you call the same thing that you turn on a barrel?
Well, I don't know that I've ever turned one on a barrel.
I'm sure I never have. I don't think I've ever seen a barrel that had one on it. What do you call the same kind of thing in the yard that the water comes out of?
Well, sometimes I call it faucet or spigot.
Okay.
Spigot.
Faucet, spigot, and spigot. Okay.
Spigot. That's what I say. So I guess
spigot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it supposed to be spigot? I know.
Well, this is down here. Spicket. When you buy groceries at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bags.
Okay. What do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feet or 100 pounds of potatoes came in a...
A cloth bag? Or?
Yeah, uh-huh. I know down at home people put oysters in them, you know, in Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
These great big old things. Would you ever call it a burlap bag or a... Croco sack or anything?
That's what I call it, a croco sack.
A croco sack, that's what I'd call it, too.
I just couldn't think right.
Some of these questions are not worded very well, you know, and they go all the way around to try to get go all the way around the elbow to get where they're trying to go. Okay, what do you call a small musical instrument about this long that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harmonica.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that's made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked like this? You ever seen one of those?
Yeah, I've seen one. Is it a Jew's harp?
Uh-huh.